Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. Fearing people is a dangerous trap. Trusting the Lord means safety. The posh word for fearing other people is anthropophobia, and it can happen for all sorts of reasons. Perhaps other people are threatening us. The psalmist often spoke of the people who are out to get them. They seem to be surrounded by people who are trying to trip them up and make their lives a misery. Fearing other people might also be based on our fear of what they might think of us. It's very easy for our lives to be controlled by our desire to please other people. We can become fearful of what they might think of what we're saying or wearing or where we're going. There's no doubt that it's easy for fearing other people to become a dangerous and depressing trap. The writer of Proverbs provides an alternative. There is a way out. Rather than using other people as our reference point, we could turn to the Lord instead. When we trust Him, we're entirely safe for a number of very clear reasons. Firstly, God always loves us. However strong our relationship with other people may be, they change. They have good days and bad days. Days when they have time for us, and other days when they're far too busy for us. Secondly, God is eternal. Our human relationships are precious and important to us, but they have limits. They won't go on forever. God gives us the security of knowing that He will never leave us. When we place our confidence in God and find Him as our true source of security, it will affect every other part of our lives. The outcome will be that we discover that we don't need to fear other people. As the psalmist wrote, "The Lord is for me, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me?" So let me ask you to be really honest as I ask this question. Do you ever fear other people? If you do, how could you handle the situation better in future? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that we have nothing to fear when you're on our side. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.